With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. As organizations on the Crow Reservation in south-central Montana prepare coronavirus contingency plans, some tribal members say the threat of coronavirus is still too distant to be an immediate source of concern. Yellowstone Public Radio News reports Crow tribal government is in contact with state public health officials and, like other tribes in the state, are preparing for the possibility of the coronavirus reaching their community. 70-year-old Peggy Wellknown Buffalo sits in a big, cushy chair in Centerpole, her nonprofit coffee shop and soup kitchen in Gary Owen. A few people eat from a lunch spread of beans, salad, and pie. Wellknown Buffalo opens a plastic bag full of dried sage and piles the herb into a half shell.
I sure nailed this stuff up.
She lights a match and touches it to the sage, which catches fire and fills the room with a sweet, woody smell.
Did you use any? Amelia loved it.
Wellknown Buffalo says people in the community already take preventative measures, like washing their hands, and sage is one of the traditional medicines that strengthens the immune system and protects against sickness, like the coronavirus.
We don't know if it's going to work, but it may. We've survived through the smallpox. We survived by a lot of diseases the settlers brought in. So we're going to survive this one with our medicine.
She says people in the community are dealing with more urgent concerns on a day-to-day basis than the possible spread of coronavirus, like hunger, low employment, and housing issues.
If when you mean, what are you doing to get prepared? We've always lived in a crisis situation, so we always have to be ready for the worst.
At the same time, Wellknown Buffalo says she is worried about what Centerpole would do if there's an outbreak of coronavirus in Billings. That's where the nonprofit gets most of the food it gives out, and where it would probably pick up things like soap and hand sanitizer in the case of a breakout.
If someone catches it in Billings, all us res people have to stay home. So I better have something here, you know, because that would probably wipe us out totally.
Services across the Crow Reservation appear to be gearing up. Ed Eastman, Public Safety Director for the Crow Tribe, says tribal administration has advised people to wash their hands and use hand sanitizer on social media, an important communication tool in the area.
Because we're so rural.
Eastman says the tribe has been in close contact with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the Indian Health Service, and the state.
Well, we're pretty much in the same boat as everybody else. You know, all this stuff's totally new to us.
Like the tribe, a local Crow Agency elder home says it's been in talks with the state. At the Away Kulawaja Care Center reception desk, HR coordinator Katie Seibel takes out a huge binder and flips to an email calling for a briefing between care centers and the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services earlier in the week.
With being HR, everything has to be documented or it didn't happen.
She says the state gave Away Kulawaja and other care centers the rundown of what they were required to do, along with a timeline and a list of supply vendors for standard things like gloves and masks, as well as for equipment like ventilators.
So we wanted to get right on that and be ahead of the curve with everyone and get some of the supplies ordered because they were worried a little bit about, can we get the supplies if everybody's doing it? And so we just followed their lead.
Seibel says the center runs its staff through emergency preparedness at least twice a year, and this is business as usual in many ways, but with more stringent screening for symptoms. Community members in Crow Agency sound wary, but otherwise unconcerned. At a local Conoco, people stop for gas and snacks, and a group of kids passes through the parking lot riding tricycles and bouncing balls on the cement. 27-year-old McDonald's worker, Kateri Davis, says she's not too worried at this point.
I don't know. It never reached us, any of these weird Ebola and all those crazy stuff, so I don't think no one's taking it serious.
Other people express concern for their children, like 45-year-old certified nurse assistant Carrie Other Medicine, who comes out of the gas station store to meet her family in their car.
I've been telling my kids to wash their hands.
Right?
I just said, keep washing your hands everywhere you go. That's all I said. Still living life like normal. Not too scared. We're crows. If it takes us, it takes us. That's all I can say.
Other reservations and tribal governments across the state are also stepping up prevention measures. The Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes say they recently spoke with the Indian Health Service and other agencies. Charcoosta News reports Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are also restricting work-related travel by tribal employees to known hotspots like Washington State, California, and Oregon. Reporting from Crow Agency, I'm Kayla DeRoche for Yellowstone Public Radio News.